This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Alex Stein's coming up in the next segment to talk about the trans cult that attacked him over the weekend and all the latest developments. But I wanted to air part of this. Napper Stein leaves us. I'm going to get into the bill itself. It's something else. We're going through it. S-686, the supposed counter to TikTok is a total, not internet takeover, but takeover of all the devices in your house so the Chinese don't do it. Don't worry. Big Uncle Sam Brother's going to do it. Here's part of Tucker Carlson's report. The full 10-minute report's up on Infowars.com.
Every day, more than 2 billion people use a social media app called TikTok. Many of them are young people under the age of 24. If you had kids, you probably know already how TikTok works. TikTok lets users upload short videos. Usually they're under 30 seconds. What's interesting is that the content of these videos varies a lot depending upon what country you're in. If you're in China, where TikTok is headquartered, you tend to get more educational content. But if you live in this country, you get an awful lot of filth and propaganda tailored for kids. We're not guessing about this. We ran an experiment to prove it last summer. Watch. The TikTok that Chinese residents, children in China, get to see is very different from the one your kids are looking at here. Now, in China, where TikTok is known under a different name, videos like these are very common. Watch.
Legends never die. They become a part of you. Some young ones underneath the wall.
You know what American kids, your kids, are watching on TikTok? Stuff like this. Well, that's kind of weird. Can you see what's going on here? Well, China does. They run TikTok. And China knows if you want a productive society that extends beyond, say, next week, you teach your kids about hard work and creativity and personal responsibility, respect for authority. But if you want to destroy a society, you funnel a ton of garbage to kids about gender ideology and twerking. As the account Libs of TikTok has documented extensively, that's exactly what TikTok is doing here. There's a whole genre of videos of teachers boasting about indoctrinating kids.
I have had multiple students come out to me, not just with their sexuality, but also with their gender identity. It's one of the reasons I think it's so important to be out and loud and proud.
I teach my elementary school students about gender identity. Some people are girls, some are boys, some are both, some are neither.
I might tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he like looks around and he goes, oh, that one?
So it goes without saying that net-net, as they say, TikTok is not a positive influence on American society. And right now, in response to criticism of TikTok, China's government and the company itself are doing the same thing they did when they responded to allegations of a lab leak in Wuhan. They're saying anyone who raises questions is a racist. And they're doing that everywhere across the media. And they can, because a lot of the news that you consume is paid for by TikTok. Politico, a completely ideologically corrupt organization in Northern Virginia, has a so-called playbook that is sponsored by TikTok every other week. CNN, meanwhile, just put its tech reporter on the air to inform you that criticizing TikTok opens up Chinese Americans to, quote, hate and violence. If you criticize TikTok, you're killing Asian people. So, confronted with all this, you might support efforts in the Congress right now to ban TikTok altogether. And a lot of people do, not just on the right, but also on the left, which is kind of interesting. This is one of those weird moments where there's, or appears to be, some kind of bipartisan consensus. And that alone might want to make you pause for a second. If everyone in power is saying the same thing, is it really a good idea? Let's take a closer look. And again, this is not a defense of TikTok, merely an acknowledgement of what's actually happening in Washington right now. So one of the bills that would ban TikTok is being pushed, as we said, by senators in both parties. It's called the Restrict Act. Mark Warner of Virginia and John...
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year, that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. There's such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, even before the tragic mass shooting at a Christian elementary school in Tennessee yesterday, I was wanting to get Alex Stein on. I appreciate him coming on short notice because over the weekend, I saw one of the latest videos of his going viral, millions and millions of views, of him out at a pro-trans protest event, and they began to dump coffee on him, physically attacking him, threatening him, saying he hopes he dies, hopes he commits suicide. And now we've had this latest event that's taken place. You have the big trans community groups, we covered it last hour, saying, oh, yeah, we have a day of rage coming, a day of violence on April 1st. I don't know if that's going to materialize. I hope it doesn't. Because we're being genocided. We're committing suicide. Well, because you're in a cult the globalists set up that statistically is incredibly destructive for people. So Audrey Hale thought that she, who thought she was a man, was being targeted. And there's a manifesto they're trying to keep from us, but we're told, and we can see on posts she made, that it was she was mad at transphobics. The way you get back at those is you shoot some 8-9-year-old children to death with a rifle. So this is definitely a new thing. They have women who think they're men out doing what the media advertises, mass shootings. And we know the copycat effect. That when somebody jumps off the Brooklyn Bridge, they ought to post cops there for about a week because a bunch of others will start doing it, and it causes like a stampede of lemmings. So now it's kind of out there in the mind of these folks on all these psychotropic drugs and hormones that, well, the way you protest is you just go to a Christian school, you know, in a state that's passing a law that you can't mutilate children surgically, and you mutilate kids with high-powered rifle rounds. So I want to play a few minutes. We had to bleep it quite a bit because every other word's a cuss word. Of some of the frothing mob, and Alex Stein will tell us where this took place and what unfolded just a few days ago. We covered events in Austin as well. They were in all 50 states with the trans crowd out wanting to protect children by having access to them surgically. Here it is.
You look just like him.
This is San Francisco.
These are disgusting. They want to cut and mutilate children's genitals. Look, they want to cut children's wieners off.
And then they start shoving him and pushing him out of the crowd over and over again, or even trying to film it. They're also anti-free speech stuff. That goes without saying.
But what am I going to do? What are you going to do about it?
How are you going to protect a kid by cutting off his genitals? These people don't want to protect kids. They don't want to protect kids. By what? By cutting their genitals off? What are you going to do? Guys, you're not protecting a kid by cutting his wiener off. You kids, you should not have your... Get off me.
I'm entitled to be violent.
You guys should be ashamed of yourself.
And I've got the articles right here with major trans organizations saying, well, you know, the killer's a victim too. Because you were mean to him, her. So, let's go to Alex Stein now to talk about this. Couldn't be a more timely time to have him on. We've got Minnesota lawmakers advance transgender reps legislation that could strip custody from parents who don't support child's transition. Canada's trying to take kids from parents that don't want them to commit suicide. I mean, this is a death cult. I'm wondering how much more obvious it's got to get. Alex Stein, thank you for joining us. Of course, Alex Stein needs no introduction. Alex Stein 99 on Twitter. Alex Stein 99 on YouTube. Also doing a very popular, very entertaining, informative show with The Blaze as well. Love the set. Love what he does. Love the fact that he's just reaching more and more people. Alex, good to have you here with us.
Well, it's a pleasure, but let me talk about the real elephant in the room, Alex, that nobody's talking about. So we see levels of autism today from an MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella, that the pharmaceutical companies will even say that correlation does not equal causation when the alarming rates of autism. And now, if you actually look and you actually look at the mental health studies, a lot of these people that identify as non-binary or transgender are high-functioning autists. You'll see now in the media they're talking about Aubrey Hale as a high-functioning autist. So that is the crux of this problem, is that we're basically enabling people that are actually mentally challenged. It's even stronger than gender dysphoria. They're actually suffering from autism. And that is why this society is getting so bad, because the increased rate of autism is going to only increase the rate of transgenderism.
You just hit the nail on the head. It was over a decade ago. I had a liberal member of parliament on who found over half the kids they were having transition were autistic. They know once you get an autistic kid to obsess on something and give them attention when they're like 6 or 7 or even younger, they then tell them you're a boy, you're a girl, and they're really the other. That becomes their identity. They become obsessed with it. And if you criticize them or warn them, they think you're attacking them. And absolutely, you go to these events, almost all these people are completely autistic. They're victims.
No, and you look at the kids you can tell are slightly autistic, and for a parent, there's nothing more evil than you have a kid that is suffering from a form of mental retardation. I'm not even saying that to be funny. I'm just saying that to be, you know, call a spade a spade. And now you're enabling them to not only change their sex, but to actually get gender reassignment surgery. See, this rally, Alex, was not just for trans awareness. This was actually youth for trans. This is a rally in order to fight legislation that is preventing, in states like Florida and Idaho, and they're trying to do in Texas, preventing gender reassignment surgery for children. So these people, they have all the rights that you and I have. They are not missing any rights. What they're fighting for is that children can have state-sponsored gender mutilation surgery. And for me, that is why I'm out there in that crowd fighting against it. If you want to be trans, go ahead. If you're an adult, that's fine. But to enable these kids and to trick these kids that are, you know, mentally ill, there's nothing more disgusting, in my opinion, Alex.
You're absolutely right. And while you were just talking, the crew just searched what you said for new viewers. We're not making this up. They found a bunch of mainline articles admitting, oh, yes, most of the trans kids are autistic. So they're just confusing autistic children and saying you're confused, not because we fried your brain with drugs or chemicals or GMO or poison shots. No. You're not a boy. You're not a girl. You're a space alien. You're a free spirit. There's hundreds of these new genders. It's like telling kids, oh, take the shot. You're like a superhero. They're like, oh, become a new thing. Just pick your identity. These little kids that are autistic think they're like picking a superhero they want to be. And they're really being inducted into a deep state operation to finally sterilize them.
No, and that's actually what's happening. And people are going to get mad at us for talking about this. And it's a subject that's not talked about in the mainstream media whatsoever. And it's something that really should be covered, is the rates of autism and the rates of children that identify as this. And once again, it's the attack on the children that is the problem. And you've been exposing this for a long time. But, man, with the massive amounts of pornography, and then you look at, like you said earlier, with the psychotropic drugs, when you get a kid on, you know, dissociative properties in their brain, I mean, literally medicine that makes them antisocial, that doesn't help their mood. I mean, whose mood is supposed to be stabilized, Alex? That doesn't even make sense. The idea of giving somebody a mood stabilizer, that's not life. You're supposed to have ups and downs, happy and sad, but they literally want to turn these people into zombies that have no connection with reality, and that they actually probably fantasize about shooting kids. And when they do it, when this person does it, once again, the trans community doesn't even take any onus of it. As a matter of fact, USA Today apologizes for misgendering the school shooter, Alex. So that's where we're at. They care more about the feelings of a dead school shooter and offending a community than actually telling the truth.
Absolutely right. And they go further. When their own people commit suicide or kill others, they say, oh, you were mean to them. That's why they did it, not because they're caught in this cult. Alex Stein is always on target. He's going to continue with us on the other side and talk about where we go next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I knew it was a game. I'm a stranger to the rain. Man, women, and I'm good at finding shelter in death. I've been sacrificed by brother, crucified by lovers, but through it, that's good to play.
And the police have got a lot of problems, but they have been thrown in the middle of this meat grinder. And they have withstood the pain, and we salute the officers that took out this psychotic demon. Alex Stein, how do we counter a system that knowingly put pesticides and chemicals and mercury in the injections that all the real studies show have caused from 1 in 15,000 60 years ago with autism to 1 in 33 today, even worse in places like South Korea? The more the shots, the more it happens. Then they tailor it to target these children for sterilization. You can see this program of evil. How do we stop it?
Well, I mean, I would want to say, like, you always talk about the information war, and I say that kind of with trepidation, because no amount of information can convince an idiot, and that's the problem, is that I'm not very smart. Society's not very smart. They just want to follow the leader and be told that everything is safe and effective. So, like you said, I mean, from what they spray in the skies to what they put in our tap water to the vaccines that they give us when we're an infant, I don't know. It's a very, very challenging, tough question that I don't know if I have the answers to, because it's more than the New World Order. It's some sort of satanic agenda that is, you know, anti-human, for lack of a better word.
I totally agree with you. All this talk in the media that the trans community is being targeted, when they're being targeted by the globalists, but not by us. They've been created by the globalists. And now the creation is mad at, you know, at those of us because it's miserable. We're trying to help them. But what are you expecting to see? Because I know you go out and interface these folks more than anybody else around the country. They always attack you at the drag queen pedo times, all of it. So you know these folks as good as anybody out there. They're really talking about battle of the gods, good or Dharmarong, Armageddon type stuff. What do you expect to see out of them now? I hope nobody goes out and attacks them back.
No, nobody should retaliate. That's exactly the opposite of what we should do, is any sort of retaliation. But you have guys like Scott Wiener, who's a state senator in California, Alex, and everybody's familiar with him, and he has pictures where he's at Gay Pride event with leather, you know, BDSM gear, and, you know, for me, he's a legislator that is literally trying to make accessible gender reassignment surgery for children of all age. So I'm saying, we have people that are in the highest power, the highest positions, that are writing the bills. And
he wants to legalize pedophilia.
Literally, that's like literally the I mean, you know, obviously I don't want to say anything that I haven't seen. I don't want to accuse him of being a pedophile, but every tweet, every legislation, everything he signs has groomer pedophilia vibes.
Well, I mean, he's gotten laws passed to not have criminal charges on pedophiles.
Yeah, it's like the guy, well, what's the, I can't remember the Twitter guy's name, he wrote the book on Gay Grindr, and in that same book, he said that kids should have access to gay dating apps. And this is the person that's, you know, the head of the biggest social media platform on the internet, arguably, I guess, other than Facebook. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know, there's a sick, evil agenda, Alex, and you know this, and I know this, there's only a few people that really are calling the shots, and it's guys like, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein's, the top dogs, these people do not care about children. They've abused children at the highest levels. You look at Jean-Luc Brunel, actually one of the most disgusting things that Jeffrey Epstein would talk about and brag about, and this is an open thing, is for Jeffrey Epstein's birthday, Jean-Luc Brunel gave him 3 11-year-old triplets, and that was, you know, his best sexual experience that he would describe. So he's best friends with a guy named Bill Clinton, who is literally getting BJs from Monica Lewinsky. So what I'm saying, when I look at this whole agenda, and it goes to the top, guys like Dennis Hastert, Speaker of the House, was a pedophile. So this is a pedophile grooming agenda, Alex, and it's satanic, it's demonic. We talk about this in the culture war all the time, but it's this anti-God, it's bigger than you and I. It's bigger than InfoWars. And sadly, I have this kind of black-pilled mindset where I don't want to feel hopeless because I don't want to be a victim. You don't want to be a victim. But sadly, we taught every single kid that that's how you gain social points in societies, by being the biggest victim. So until we change the whole mindset of teaching kids that they're not a victim because their ancestors were slaves, or, you know, or we don't poison them and cause them to have autism, if we don't stop this, the movie Idiocracy is going to come to life. And it's, I feel like we're on a trajectory that's almost unstoppable at this point.
Well, that's it. You know, we're vindicated that the New World Order is out in the open, but who cares? We're now here in it, and I have that same feeling of not even depression. It's more just like my mouth's hanging open, and by the day it gets more insane. Where do you see this going? Is there any bottom to it?
Well, I mean, it's funny. I was actually just watching the Obama Deception, one of the best movies ever. And, you know, that kind of laid the groundwork and obviously a lot of your documentaries. But I'm watching that and this is why I'm having an existential crisis. I'm like, Barack Obama is still in power. He is obviously still the shadow president. So we have this deep state and you know, you look at Joe Biden and the business dealings with Hunter Biden. Everybody knows about the illegal deals. I don't even care about that. I mean, obviously I take that back. I do care about that. But what I care about more is the new world order, is that these elites that are trying to destabilize America and make us incredibly weak. I'm not surprised that a politician tried to make money. I'm just sad that that these politicians are trying to ruin America, put a stain on America by potentially arresting Donald Trump for a misdemeanor crime. And the problem is that puts a stain on the whole entire country, Alex. That makes us look bad. So we're shooting ourselves in the foot, and I don't know. We're going to keep shooting ourselves in the foot until we run out of metaphorical bullets at this point.
I want to talk about a Young Turds clip when we come back. It's up on InfoWars.com. Just days before the shooting in Tennessee, he told trans people, get guns because the right wing is coming to kill you. And we're not killing any of these people. And I mean, the point is that they're literally being told they're under attack, so they come out and attack us. It's so sad.
And, you know, people are getting mad at me. They want me to press charges, Alex. But, you know, and I probably should have, because these people don't face any consequences. When they do this stuff, they don't face any consequences in the media. As a matter of fact, in all their groups, they're probably applauded. They're probably said, oh, that's good. You have to fight the patriarchy. You have to fight.
Describe, as we see it on the video, they're hitting you. They're pouring things on you. They're threatening you. But obviously the camera can't catch it all. You need a few extra camera people with you, not just by yourself. Get a lot of courage marching into these groups. They always attack you. It seems like they're getting more bold. What'd they do to you in San Francisco?
Well, I mean, I was getting punched. The hot coffee, Alex, you know, when they poured a big jug of cold water on me, that was actually kind of nice. I mean, that wasn't a big deal. But the hot coffee was weird because I wasn't expecting it. It was about 6 inches from my face. Luckily, I had sunglasses on. But it felt like I got sprayed with urine at first. I had like an Andy No flashback. I'm like, what did I just, because it was a warm liquid. It was very unpleasant. I mean, it wasn't burning hot. They'd been standing outside for a little while. But when I got hit with this hot liquid, it was just very unusual. I never felt out of control because there bunch of wimps, Alex. I could have literally fought them myself. You and I, Alex, we could have taken them out by ourselves. They're a bunch of soy, very weak people.
And they feel entitled to attack whoever they want. Yeah, when I was in Seattle, the guy had a boiling hot thermos. But luckily it cooled off in a few seconds, but dumped it right on my face. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Propaganda that right-wingers are planning violence everywhere, but really it's the left with Antifa and BLM and all the rest of it that we see engaging in violence statistically off the charts. And I don't bring up this article because it's about me, but it's illustrative of what's going on. This is all over Twitter, all over Facebook, without me even looking. It's been sent to me like 100 times. not just this article. This article is about the trend. And you read the article, and it says why Jane Fonda is being compared to Alex Jones after Nashville shooting. And it says Jane Fonda said it's time to start killing Christians because they're trying to restrict abortion. And that's just like Alex Jones saying attack schools. Well, when did I ever see? They know the general public doesn't know about Adam Lanza that did the shooting at Sandy Hook. You hear the word Sandy Hook, you think Alex Jones. So now it's a whole article about just like Alex Jones wants violence, Jane Fonda wants violence. What? I thought I was bad for saying maybe something was staged. I wasn't even the first person to say it. I just covered a news item. But see, that's how they're blurring the lines with people not paying attention. And I've got countless articles like this one. Video, Levis professor suspended after calling for murder of conservative speakers. That's on InfoWars.com. So that's the backdrop. But here's Cenk Uygur, urges trans Americans to get guns just days before Nashville mass shooting. So did NPR just on Thursday. Tucker Carlson on Friday. So the talking point is the right wing's coming to kill you, get your guns, and then they go out and shoot people. And the last five mass shooters that just randomly targeted people were trans. So these people are brainwashed, they're autistic, and this is mind control on a mass scale, folks. Because they listen to the media, they believe it, they're obsessed, and they go out. So it's just insane, ladies and gentlemen, how all this works. So let's play a quick Young Turds clip, and then let's play the one about if he's a world dictator, he wants to legalize pleasuring donkeys. Here it is.
I'll be a little bit of a hypocrite here, but it's not. I'll explain why I'm saying it. I don't like guns. I would ban assault weapons in a second. We can go on about the gun control that we need in this country. And I always tell people, don't get guns. It'll make you less safe. I'm going to make an exception here for trans people. They are actually in danger. They have had hundreds of laws passed against them. They have right-wing media ginning up fear against them 24/7. They are targeted more than any other group in America. And if anyone should get guns, it should be trans Americans. Okay? Because I'm worried for them. I'm worried that the right-wing lunatics are going to attack them as they have over and over again. And by the way, it's not just right-wing lunatics. Other people attack trans folks as well.
I believe that I am going, if I were the ruler, the benevolent dictator of the world, I would legalize bestiality where you are giving, where you are pleasuring the animal. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Why now? Why? Why did that happen? It's the dumbest thing I've said.
It really is the dumbest thing you said.
No. I'll tell you why. Because, was the case that we covered where there was, a guy or a girl or something that was pleasuring a horse, and the horse came to a conclusion, right? So who got harmed?
You know that people who are, not to be a downer.
That's enough. I don't want to hear more. The point is the guy's a pervert, and they know exactly what they're doing, and they know exactly what they're selling. And so we see the agenda really on display here. Alex Stein?
Well, I don't want to be too black-pilled. Let's talk about the actual incredible response by the national SWAT team. They went in there and they, stabilized the situation and took out the school shooter. And the reason why that's a big deal is because you look at Uvalde. I think they could have done the same thing with a similar shooter that had some sort of gender dysphoria. So it's the response of the police department, I think, that saved a lot of lives. So that's the one positive thing about this, and just trying to find something so we don't just sit here and, make everybody so sad. All these guys are actual heroes for walking in there, and that's not an easy thing to pull.
And they were getting shot at when they kill her. I mean, they walked right into the fire.
And they weren't scared. I mean, then you see the videos of Uvalde, you know, SWAT team, where they're using hand sanitizer. They're kind of smirking. They're taking their time. They're not running in there. I mean, those guys are real heroes. So those guys definitely deserve, you know, some kudos for that. And
by the way, 20 years ago, you never saw cops stand down and act like cowards. I'm ashamed, actually, that happened in Texas. Cops always acted like the police in Tennessee. What the hell's happening? I mean, I guess that's an example of it. They're becoming bureaucrats, not warriors.
Yeah, because listen, you're in Texas, I'm in Texas, I talk to these sheriffs all the time, I'm in the bail bond business. You know, these cops are afraid to do their job because now everything is so litigious, and being a cop now, you're basically kind of like a hall monitor. So the idea that these guys are like solving crimes, or really and truly, they're going to domestic violence situations, and oftentimes in bad situations in domestic violence, that's one of the worst calls that cops respond to, and they actually get hurt oftentimes in domestic violence. So I don't know, they have a very uphill battle, but I know by taking away my guns or your guns, the cops are still going to have them, the military is still going to have them. So with all this, this is the biggest key, I think, for us talking that we are the counterculture. We have to talk about how this is a mental health problem. This is not a gun problem. It was the guns that took the killer out. We need more guns, and that's, you know, Sank Uger or whatever talking about, you know, fellatio on the horse. That's disgusting, but I at least he was kind of right in saying we need more guns. I believe guns actually protect us. So not just the bad guys should have guns. Good guys should have them as well.
Absolutely. But you know, we talked about this earlier. We're not being black-pilled, being honest about this.
Yeah.
The good news is we know what's going on. And the good news is we know it's an engineered globalist operation. And so that means we can stop it. We can cut it off. I mean, look at how they were pushing the poison shot in the lockdowns. We stopped that. Now the globalists are in trouble on that front. So as negative as it is, I want listeners to realize that we don't have a choice. We've got to stand up. We've got to fight. But identify this is all coming out of an organized evil plan that's even beyond humans. There's humans that organize it, but there's an evil force that thought all this up. I think you hit the nail on the head earlier.
Well, and you know, Alex, this is a real thing, and I really actually want to make this point, especially on your program. It's, there's a lot of people on the alt-right that want to blame Israel or blame a certain religion for all of their problems. Guys, no, do not blame anybody else for your own problems. We are the author of our own autobiography. We could be a victim for a million different reasons. The medical industrial complex killed my mom. I could lay down and die and be a little baby back little girl about it and you know, whine and make people feel sorry for me, but that's the opposite of what I want to do. So that's the big problem in the society, Alex. It's just, I keep talking about this. But you are in control of your own life. It is not the Illuminati. It's not the New World Order. All that stuff is happening, but you can create a family. You can create happiness. You can have a job or something you're passionate about and create art, create a podcast, create anything, create a family. You are in control, not these people. They trick us into thinking that they have all the power, but we outnumber them. But that's really what I want to try to get to people. You know, when you watch this, just realize we have all the power. Not them, Alex, so we shouldn't be victims.
I 100% agree with you about that. I want to come back and talk to you about this new legislation. Have you seen S-686 yet?
Which one is that? I saw that they're protesting about all that trans stuff at the Capitol, but is this the tech one? Is this the TikTok one?
This is the TikTok one. This is the holy grail of control. It's everything we knew was coming. Total weaponized AI of civilization. AI running everything. They say, well, the Chinese are taking over with AI, so our AI is going to take over all your devices and watch you and protect you in lifetime. It is so crazy. I feel like I'm hallucinating when I read the bill. We'll look at it with Alex Stein, Primetime 99, straight ahead. We love him to death, folks, and we love you. We appreciate everybody. Alex Stein, 99. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Solutions here with you and hit some other news items, but and this big AI takeover bill. I mean, that's, folks, you cannot exaggerate how bad this is. It is the holy grail of total control. It's so stunning I can hardly even talk about it because during the breaks I'm trying to read the legislation. It's worse than Tucker Carlson said last night. I'll be honest, usually we break the news. Tucker broke this last night. I knew the TikTok bill was bad, but I hadn't read it. It's just insane. I mean, when I'd say insane, folks, The government, without warrants, takes control of all devices everywhere in live time to protect you from the Chinese and surveil you. I mean, it's just with AI, only AI can do this. It says AI. And it lists everything. Like, if you question an election, the government bans your devices where your home computer doesn't work. Remember, like, 15 years ago, they were mad at Napster? And McCain introduced a bill, and he went on TV, and he said, we've got a bill that just blows up your computer. That doesn't physically blow it up. It fries it. That's what this is on steroids, okay? So, I mean, right now, I am just flabbergasted, but I was talking during the break. You want to get back into the Tennessee response versus the Texas response in Uvalde. And now you talk about solutions. This is the action. Not politically correct police, not cowards, not bureaucrats, but taking action. And sure, the cops are saying we just did our job. But in a world of cowards and people sitting on their ass, this is what the system fears is men of action. Alex Stein.
Well, I sent your producer, Scott, a great guy, I sent him a picture of the Uvalde SWAT team. If you look at them, they look like a dictionary definition of intersectionalism. You know, it's everybody is, you know, some sort of ethnicity, you know, a marginalized ethnicity. And that's the problem is that we don't have a meritocracy. But, Alex, I actually wanted to talk about the AI real quick. You made a good point, is that that's how they surveil us. But this is where the AI is even getting scarier. I'm not really necessarily worried about the AI becoming sentient, not anytime soon. But we talk about the kids. I think it's like 85% of kids or students in colleges have used ChatGPT in order to cheat or in order to, you know, help them study, which it seems okay, right? In essence, that seems like it might be a good thing. They're trying to use technology to become, quote unquote, smarter. But that's not what's happening. Now they're having to create this counter artificial intelligence to catch the kids cheating. So now these kids can use artificial intelligence. They don't have to learn anything, Alex. At least we used to have to read a book. We had to actually write something, do something. Now with ChatGPT and artificial intelligence, you can actually have a computer do it for you. And this picture is great. I just really want to say this picture is posted in 2020 of the Uvalde SWAT team. And maybe I'm going to be honest. The only thing scarier than Uvalde SWAT team would be if you walk into an airplane and you see two non-binary pilots. That's about the only thing more scary than this SWAT team, in my opinion, Alex.
Well, all I know, and I'm not Mr. Hero or anything, but if I knew there was a bunch of kids getting shot in the building, whether the cops are there or not, I got a gun, I'm going to go try to kill the person. I don't think of that as heroic. I have an instinct to want to protect children because I see somebody else's children like they're mine. That's what empathy is. It's not some wimpy thing that we're taught. God gave it to us that if I see thugs beating up an old lady, I'm going to try to beat the hell out of them. And I'm not going to play games because I'm going to pick a metal sign up and smash it over their head because that's my grandma. I don't understand how people don't have an instinct. People ask, why do you fight? Why do you get involved? You know, well, I mean, it's because it's just it's what you're supposed to do. I don't even know how. I don't even see it as heroic. It's a default.
No, I think you're exactly right. And you look at there were parents that tried to run in at Uvalde, and they were stopped. They actually stopped parents from going in and protecting their own kids. So, I mean, you know, it really is nonsensical. We live in the upside down world, and I guess that becomes a cliche at this point. But when you see that response and then you watch the body cam footage of Nashville, it's just a night and day difference. Why they're taking on fire from a, you know, open window that the trans shooter shot out. So that's not an easy thing to run in there where you're getting shot at. So I just, that response, we need more responses like that in the future when it comes to school shootings.
And you notice this lunatic wanted to attack another school she'd gone to later in life, but case the place and it had armed men at it, so she didn't go.
Well, Alex, they always say this. There's no really defense to a suicide bomber. They told us that after 9/11. There's not much defense to a suicide shooter because if a person's willing to die for their cause, then they can usually take people out with them. So once again,
and why would you want to go shoot little children?
That's what I said, Alex. I'm yelling and screaming because I was when I got into work this morning, I was trying to think of the motivation. Why a child? Like, I would have got it. Maybe she went to her ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend or something. And not that that's justified, but at least there's some sort of motivation. You hate somebody. A random kid, a random child of a pastor. I mean, there's nothing more evil and disgusting. I would hate to ever, when I die, my legacy be that I murdered a child. But because of this abortion, because they don't care about babies, you know, we catch people from Planned Parenthood literally taking home a fetus, and we're so desensitized to child death, people don't even care. And so I'm just so astonished.
And by the way, before we end this, I forgot to tell the crew, I just so happened Saturday to be in the car with my wife, listening to Mark Passio's new podcast from like last week, and he was saying, mark my words, mass shootings are imminent because this is a satanic energy running this. It doesn't even need to have orders from headquarters. The spring is the time of satanic sacrifice. There will be mass shootings. And he said these people are basically spiritually controlled to go do this and predicted it. And, you know, it's really true. I mean, this is a spiritual force that drives these people to want to hurt children.
Well, Alex, I mean, it really comes down to what they teach kids in school, is that they evolved from pond scum, that we're some sort of cosmic accident, that there is no creator. So once you have every kid, they're either, you know, autistic from, you know, horrible medications. And then if they're not autistic, they're taught that their life is meaningless and that there's no consequences for their actions. So when they hurt people, it doesn't matter because it was all just a, you know, funny joke. It was all just a meaningless experience. When that's not the case, when we know that God created this earth that we're on, I mean, this world that we live in, there is a creator, but because they hide the creator, that is demonic, that is satanic, and that's why these people are so confused, and that's why they think, oh, well, if I worship the devil like Sam Smith and I listen to Lil Nas X, I'm cool, I'm edgy, and that's where the brainwashing starts. And it's just like saying safe and effective. Once you just use repetition enough, you can convince and trick a person to do anything or morally think that they are in the right when they're actually shooting children. Because I don't know how Aubrey felt, but Aubrey was planning this. They had a manifesto. So this was not just a random attack. They wanted to go hurt children with a calculated plan to do so. Nothing is more evil or demonic or satanic than that.
Alex Stein, we want to thank you so much for joining us. Just briefly, when we start the next segment, I'm going to play a little bit more of Tucker Carlson's breakdown of Senate Bill 686, the Restrict Act. And then Dr. Stella Emanuel is going to be in studio with us with a wonderful lady coming up. What a great supporter of the broadcast, by the way. So she's going to be in here with us to cover the waterfront in the next hour. And then obviously the War Room, 3 p.m. Central today. I'll have open phones. I tend to have open phones today, but have a bunch of guests on tomorrow. We'll be taking open phones as well. But this bill, you got to get on this. And I'm saying that because I'm just now getting on it. It literally says in here, any questioning of elections, we take over the devices in your house, the government without a warrant, so you can't say it. So forget internet passwords, forget internet IDs, forget that level of censorship that we thought was the, you know, the coup de grace for them. This is the control of all the devices in the name of stopping the Chinese. Oh, the Chinese might be able to break into your computer, so we're just going to break into everything by law so that we're going to be your guardian. We're going to totally put you in chains and lock you up and enslave you for your own good. I mean, this is the definition of insane.
Yeah, Alex, they're going to take away your privacy under the guise of safety. So we're going to keep you safe by you having no privacy. And we signed the Patriot Act, you know, 21 years ago, however long ago that was, 22 years ago when we signed that, that gives the government warrantless search and seizure of our phones. So now these Chinese apps, of course, they're just mad, Alex, because TikTok is dominating, and probably because TikTok wasn't created by the CIA like Facebook or Twitter or all the social media platforms that we use. So I think now they're just having to put in this legislation as basically a safety net because China created a app that we get incredibly addicted to because it's like a slot machine. It gives you the likes. So then you have the dopamine hormonal response. You get the likes. And TikTok is better than any other platform by organically having other people see your content. So you can be just Joe Blow working at a diner. You post a video of your sandwich. Next thing you know, you're viral. And that is addicting. And that is a form of hypnosis. So people are looking at the screen. This Black Mirror, Alex, until we defeat the Black Mirror, that's my cat Sky Bear, but let me close it. I'm saying until we stop the Black Mirror, Alex, we're going to be constantly just looking at a reflection of our demonic soul, and that's what this screen is. It's just it's basically a representation of the dark side every time we look at it.
Well said, Alex Stein. Everybody can find you on The Blaze, weeknights.
You got to come on my show! You got to come on my show, Alex! I got to have you on. Please.
Yeah. I was on Crowder in Dallas last week. You name the time. All right. Yes, got another great guest in studio, but first, more Tucker Carlson.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.